Kia ora and welcome to our book reviewer, Paul Diamond.
Morena.
Lovely to be discussing your book yesterday and congratulations on that.
Thank you,
Karen Dass. Long and passionate journey. Now, whatever next is your book to review. This is by Anne Glen Connor, is it?
That's right. And I've brought in actually the earlier one, Lady in Waiting, which a lot of people will be familiar with. That was an unexpected bestseller that came out. That's Lady in Waiting, My Extraordinary Life in the Shadow of the Crown, 2019. Hugely successful, translated into 12 languages. And there's actually been a couple of detective novels, A Haunting at Holkham, 2021, and Murder on Mustique followed that. So these are written by this woman who was born Lady Anne Cook in 1932 and grew up in Holkham Hall in Norfolk, which is one of the, I think it's the fifth largest estate in Britain. She was maid of honour at the Queen's coronation. In 1956, she married Colin Tennant, who died in 2010. He was later Lord Glenconner, so that's why she was known as Lady Glenconner. 1958, Colin Tennant bought Mustique, the island in the Caribbean.
As you do.
That's right. And they had children. They had some sons, Charlie, who died in 1996 after being a heroin addict of hepatitis at 39. Then their son Henry died in 1990 of AIDS at 29. And third son, Christopher, had a near-fatal accident in 1987 on a motorbike in Belize when he was 19 and was in a coma for 4 months. And this woman was a lady-in-waiting for Princess Margaret from 1971 for about more than 30 years. So that's what the first book was about, and that extraordinary sort of world. And as she said, she sort of had quite a lot of luck because The Crown was coming out at the same time. She's actually portrayed in The Crown, and Helena Bonham Carter came to see her to get advice about how to portray Princess Margaret. So when I heard about this new book, Whatever Next, Lessons from an Unexpected Life, I thought, well, why has she done another book, which goes over a lot of the same ground? But it looks at it differently, and it's a lot franker and more reflective, and I think she's really buoyed by the success of that first book. And so she writes about the whole process of how she became an author, which was a delight to her, you know, being in her 80s, becoming a best-selling author. And she said to her publishers she wanted to sell 500,000 copies and be on Graham Norton's television show. And they said to her, well, if you sell 20,000, we'll be very pleased. And you might get on his radio show, but you won't get on his television show. But of course, you see the serendipity of the timing of The Crown, because she was on his radio show. And as he was showing her out, he said, I hope I see you again. And she said, well, I'd like to be on the red couch. And she was. So a lot of the focus of this book is about her marriage to Colin Tennant, who anyone who's read this book or knows about her or him on Mustique will know he was a piece of work and a bully and, an incredibly nasty man to her. But at the same time, a lot of fun and organised. You know, he was mercurial, amazing person to be around, but not an easy person to be married to. And she has written in this new book, she says, looking back at Lady in Waiting now, I can see I wrote about Colin and our marriage in a rather breezy way, playing up the absurdity of his behaviour in order to laugh about it. So she structures this book with the different roles she's had through her life: author, daughter, wife, hostess, mother, lady in waiting, adventurer, and friend. So I think part of what is appealing about this is actually her character. And it's this thing of, well, you deal with what life throws at you. And she's had some horrendous things sort of thrown at her. It's that old-fashioned sort of idea about character, which is so unfashionable now, but I think it's what makes this really appealing. It was a bit like spending some time with my grandmother. You know, you just deal with things. You don't dwell on them. You just get through them. But she talks about this thing that she didn't talk about in the first book at all, when she was hit by Colin Tennant. He in Mustique, he knocked her to the ground with a shark's walking stick, and she boasted in the bar afterwards about giving his wife a thrashing. And she said, I stayed in the house and away from the children for about 10 days until my bruises had faded. The day before I was able to fly back, I went down to the beach, and one of the better-known people on the island, a woman I'd known for some time and counted as a friend, came up to me in the bar. She looked at my face, arms, where bruises were still visible despite the makeup I'd put on to cover them. Have you been a naughty girl? She asked. Of course not, I said, but I couldn't say anything else. It was so painful and humiliating. Did she expect me to joke about it? I'm afraid I really hated her in that moment. And I just found that so shocking. And it does bring home the idea that in domestic violence, it's the people around the person who the perpetrator and the victim who kind of make it all possible. And it was just shocking. And obviously,
have you been a naughty girl?
Have you been a naughty
Therefore
girl?
Got what you just deserved.
And the people in the bar who listened to Colin Tennant boasting about thrashing his wife. So actually, Barbara Barnes, who was the famous nanny to Prince William and Harry, tore strips off him and told him off, which was an incredibly brave thing to do. And he was cowed. And Anglian Connor's mother, having previously said, look, you married this man, you've just got to stick at it, you know, like people of that class, she said, no, she gave him an ultimatum. So that's interesting. She had a lover, someone she had lunch with once a week, an occasional weekend for nearly 40 years. She talks a little bit more about that in this book, and that she actually went to see this person before he died and remained in contact with his wife. So that's really interesting. It's interesting that she had that sort of arrangement. I love the way she sort of engaged with changes in the world, like gay marriage and podcasts. And she says, there do seem to be a lot of them. Does anyone actually listen to them? She doesn't have a cell phone, which I thought was really interesting. She was actually motivated. She was so angry about this book called Mom, Darling, 99 Glimpses of Princess Margaret, that came out in 2017 by Craig Brown. She only recently has been actually naming it, but she really wants to rehabilitate the image of Princess Margaret, but she actually makes her seem even more strange and extreme.
Just from a different perspective.
Well, there's some great stories in there, and she sort of maintains that people expected her to behave like a princess when she was off duty. But of course, unless you were as close to her as she was and brave enough to sort of challenge her, I think that would have been difficult. So I think it's an interesting read. You could come at it not having read the first book, but if you've read the first book, I think you'll enjoy this as well.
Fantastic. Paul Diamond has reviewed Whatever Next by Anne Glenconner, published by Hachette. $38, the price.